Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
There's no better day in Ireland than the All-Ireland Hurling Final Day. And this weekend, Cork take on Clare in Croke Park. Both sides have named unchanged lineups from their semi-finals. I'm joined now by two legends of the game from Cork, Mark Landers, All-Ireland final winning captain with Cork in 1999, and two-time All-Ireland winner for Clare, Shawnee McMahon. We have a heap of All-Irelands between us, lads. Mark and Shawnee, you're very welcome to the programme. Is Cork, Mark, the more confident, do you think, coming into the final?
Shiny, we tell you that in Cork, I tell you, I was confident anyway, whether they're favourites or the outsiders. But I suppose the fact, Cormac, that we have beaten Limerick twice this year would probably catapult us into the favourites position. But on the flip side of that, we've met Clare once already this year and they've beaten us in our home hatch. So I think, to be fair, it's pretty much a 50-50 game. Cork's form is really good. I'd have to say that the win against Limerick in the semi-final was a very, very high standard game. But I guess perfect for Clare in this situation. They'd probably be disappointed with how the first half went against Kilkenny, but they toughed it out in the second half and they won a good semi-final for them. And, you know, it's a great way to be going into the final kind of as an underdog and not having played
the jumpers. Do you hear him, Shawnee? Is he right, though? Any team that beats Kilkenny?
Yeah, no, I think, to be fair to Mark, I think he's summed up well, because I think, to be fair, I thought Cork were fantastic in the semi-final, and, you know, they had to be, really. Like, and I mean, I'd say 10 or 12 of their guys were nearly at 8 out of 10, and, you know, I suppose the challenge for Cork would be to repeat that, you know. Well, on the other hand, I think we'd have been very disappointed, certainly with our first half display, but in fairness, when the pressure came on, our lads responded really well, and I think we're in the final overall without maybe playing to form yet, and I suppose in some say we'd like to think that that's a really good way to be going into it, but I think it is a very 50-50 game, to be fair.
It's not so long ago that many of these Cork players lined up for an All-Ireland final, which is a different experience, yeah. Isn't it? Is that a disadvantage for Clare, Shawnee?
Well, I suppose, look, in one sense it is. I suppose in another sense we have three or four guys who are there in 13, who won in 13, you know, so they have that experience under their belt. But certainly, you know, it'll be a new experience for a lot of guys. But I think the day itself, you know, however many of them you play, you're going to still have that kind of same sense of excitement or nervousness with it. And I suppose really it's about who can control that best. You know, maybe Cork have that advantage, but the reality of it is, when they were there, I think in 21, it didn't go well for them. So their experience of it probably won't be that happy either. But, you know, these games take a life of their own, really.
Can I talk to you, Mark, about the Cork mentality? I have a friend from Cork who, on winning the semi-final, said, "Cork are back, boy." And it was the exuberant confidence of Cork people that this is now for the taking for them.
Yeah, well, Cork got back until such time as they secured the Liam McCaffrey Cup. There's no doubt about it. But I suppose where you're coming from since the start of the season, when we were beaten by Waterford and Clare and you're on 0 points, you're going in to play Limerick in the third game and the round robin, and then you lose your centre-back to a hamstring injury in the week of the match. Our backs were to the wall. But I would say our supporters were hugely a huge part of us getting over the line in Páirc Uíochmhainn that night. There was a real sense of do or die that evening. And I think since that day, this team has been galvanised. And, you know, they were poor against Offaly, they were poor against Dublin, but they knew they'd probably get over them. And then they produced this massive performance against Limerick. And as Shawnee has said, unless we produce that again on Sunday, we'll struggle. But just going back to the 21 final, we have 9 players that were really didn't show up that day against Limerick. And I'm sure in the back of their minds, there's a few of them who will certainly want to set the record straight for this final. And then you throw in your 6 new players, like, you know, it's just, there's a great blend of youth and experience there.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of players who lined out against Limerick over the years who didn't turn up for one reason or another. It's no shame on them. I'm not going to ask you, Shawnee, and I'll ask the two of you. I'm not going to ask you, Shawnee, if you think Clare will win. I'm going to ask you why you think Clare will win, briefly.
I think we still to hit form, really. And I think the win the last day, you know, if you look at where we went into that game the last day, we had lost three Munster finals. We were going into our third semi-final against Kilkenny under desperate pressure to not lose it. And I think the way they won it, I think there's a huge monkey off our back going into this game the next day. We've been very close to Limerick for the last couple of years. And I just have a sense that our guys will really relish the occasion.
Okay.
And I don't think we played that particularly well. And I think, you know, I think we have the force to do it. So, okay. You know, we'd be very hopeful.
Landers, why do you think Cork will win?
I suppose it's just that, you know, these six new lads that we have produced, you know, Hayes, you know, young Barrett is centre forward, is hurry out of his skin, Connolly full forward. And then you have two lads at the back, Keogh and Joyce and young Downey. They have brought something. You know, there's no fear factor with these young lads. Mm-hmm. And they really relished Croke Park the last day. And I said, the fact that they've got a taste of it now, they'd like a little bit more. But I met Patrick Horgan during the week. We were getting fitted out because our Jubilee year as well, and Simply Suits during the week. I spent 10 minutes with him chatting with him. I never saw the man more relaxed and in better form. Right. And the word coming from the camp after the semi-final is that there was no shouting or roaring in the dressing room. It was a case, there's a purpose.
Okay.
We have a job to finish here. And they're hoping to bring back that Liam McCarthy to Cork.
There's going to be plenty shouting in Croke Park on Sunday, without question. Two legends of the game, as I say, Mark Landers of Cork, Seanny McMahon of Clare. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the final. Throw in 3:30 on Sunday. And of course, you can listen to it all on RTÉ Radio 1 from 2 p.m.